Hi, I'm Cecilia Poulin, mother of two, ex-lawyer, ex-banker, writer, singer, creator of one-woman shows, international coach for professional women, international keynote speaker, breaker of conventions, and believer in creativity and the power of the feminine in all of us to change the world. Welcome to Diary of a Writer, where I talk about how I write, and read some of what I write. I really hope you enjoy it, and that it encourages you to develop your own creativity in whatever form that may take. I was talking to a friend this morning, a very close friend, about a relationship in his family that has gone sour and how upset he is about it. And we were talking about it, and I was suggesting that maybe what he needs in relation to this relationship is closure. That there's a grieving process, and that at some point there needs to be acceptance that the relationship isn't going to get better, and that it needs letting go. And it made me think about a couple of things. First of all, it made me think about the book I was reading last weekend, which was called, I've forgotten what it's called, it's about gathering it's called The Joy of Gathering or The Art of Gathering by Priya Parker. And she talks about how she went to see some Buddhist monks who specialize in talking about death. And they run groups over a 9-month period. And in the last session of the group, there were always people who don't go. And there are always people who say, well, can't we just have another session? And every time they say, no, we can't, because it's about accepting that some things just finish and that we have to let go, and about finishing things properly and moving on. And it also made me think of discussions that I'd had with my therapist about letting things go. And so that's probably what I'm going to write about tomorrow. I also spoke to my sister yesterday. I had a really, really lovely conversation with my sister yesterday. And I asked her if I could read the text that I wrote on Friday, and she said she was fine with it. So I'm going to read that now, and then there's another text I want to read after that. So here we go. I am 55. My sister is back on her medication. The past 2 or 3 years have been so terribly difficult for her. She was trying to manage her medication by herself, and that all went horribly wrong and she ended up back in hospital. But now she's back on her medication and all is going well. My brother says to me, I feel as though I have my sister back. I feel the same. The three of us have known each other all our lives and have so many memories together, and in that, there is so much strength. As our parents age, we are the ones picking up the responsibilities, and soon there will only be the three of us. My sister and I drive my husband and son to the airport to catch the plane back to France. We say goodbye and leave them there. But as we are driving away, my husband rings me to say that he has my passport. I say, okay, sure, we'll come back to the airport to pick it up. He says, no, you don't understand. I have your passport, but I don't have my passport. You need to go back to Glebe to pick it up. My sister and I have exactly 1 hour to get back to our parents' flat, pick up his passport, and get back to the airport before the check-in closes at 1:30 p.m. We take a wrong turn out of the airport and hit heavy traffic on South Downing Street on the east side of Sydney. My parents' flat is on the west side of Sydney. We end up in a lane that goes down into a tunnel and have a moment of extreme panic when we think we might be going under the harbour. If that happened, there is no way we would be back at the airport in time. We don't end up going under the harbour, but we also miss the Cross City Tunnel and end up having to drive through the centre of Sydney. Every traffic light turns orange, then red, then green, then orange again, then red again, and then green again before we can finally manage to get through. It is 12:45 p.m. and I grip the armrest on the car door. We finally get through the city, take the Western Distributor over Darling Harbour, turn left at the fish markets, head up to Glebe Point Road and arrive at my parents' flat at 12:55 p.m. While my sister turns the car around, I rush into my parents' flat, swap the passports over and rush out again. We get to the airport at 1:35 p.m. My husband and son are waiting on the pavement at the drop-off point. I hand over my husband's passport and grab mine. I take the time to give each of them a kiss, then they are off. The Lufthansa people are waiting for them, so they manage to get onto the plane. As my sister and I drive away from the airport a second time, all the stress falls away. I say, "You were a great person to be with today. You were so calm." She responds with a wry smile, "That's because I'm on drugs." We laugh. I am 45. There is so much I want to get done, so much I want to achieve. This is who I am, the doer, the achiever. I want the house to be tidy. That's a big one. A beautiful, tidy house. All those little piles of things that accumulate over time to be gone. I want to be fit and, of course, thin. The holy grail of thin. I want to write and to sing and to see my friends and to cook wonderful meals and to work hard and to manage my investments and to be rich. I want all. I want it all. All of it. All it takes is to be organized. I open up an Excel spreadsheet and plan it all out. My long-term goals and my medium-term goals and my short-term goals. Each weekend I will thoroughly tidy one room of the house. There are 8 rooms in our house. That way each room will be tidied every 8 weeks. I will go to the gym on Monday, Wednesday and Friday at lunchtime. I will sing every evening for half an hour. I will write after dinner. My whole life planned out so I can get where I want to go. Which is where exactly? I tell my therapist about my Excel spreadsheet, proud. I am so proud of it, proud of all I want to accomplish, but also bowed down under the weight of it. The weight of all that needing to accomplish. My therapist qualifies my spreadsheet as mortifère, life-sapping, deathly, deadly. My Excel spreadsheet leaves no room for spontaneity or for life, no room for living in the moment, no room for going to the cinema on a whim or for sitting and staring out the window, no room for having a drink with someone after work. No room for feeling into what I want at a given moment in time, what I want and what I need. My desires at point X, the Excel point when I wrote my Excel spreadsheet in order to excel, leaves no room for my desires at point Y or point Z, or all those different future points. My desires and needs as they evolve in real time. I leave the therapist's rooms, go home, select the Excel spreadsheet, and hit delete. In another session, she grabs a whiteboard and I dictate to her all the people I want to be like. All the successful lawyers, the successful business people, the great parents with children who get great marks and are in the best sporting teams and play musical instruments and have lots of friends. The ones who are rich, the great communicators, the ones with all the friends, the ones who are thin and well-dressed and pretty and have beautiful, tidy houses. She writes it all down. All of it, until the whiteboard is covered in her blue texture writing. She squashes the last little bits into the corners. Then she asks me, "How would it be if we rubbed it all out?" The answer to that is terrifying. How will I know what I'm aiming for if it is all rubbed out? Couldn't I just keep one or two? But she rubs it all out. The whiteboard is nothing but an expanse of white again. So if the whiteboard is all white, what do I do now? How am I going to know what to do this evening or tomorrow or next week? My Excel spreadsheet is gone. The whiteboard is nothing but white. If they're gone, What can I hang on to? Instead, my therapist gets me to dream whatever I want for the future, to dream of how I would like things to be, independently of what anyone else is telling me to do or the decisions that they are making for their lives, to trust my imagination, the images that come to me. And in my dreams, I find freedom. I really hope you've enjoyed this episode of A Diary of a Writer. I'm running an absolutely free group coaching session on the 9th of May at 6:30 p.m. Central European Time. This session is part of my Dancing Days series where we dig deep on a particular emotion. We have already danced with fear and with anger, and this time we're going to be dancing with joy. If you have ever felt miserable and wondered how to have more joy in your life, you will find this session to be of enormous benefit. Check out the Dancing Days Dancing with Joy page on my website, www.ceciliapoulin.com. I would love it if you could join us. Thank you so much for listening.